We're live from the D.C. Bar CLE Institute in Washington, D.C. on Technology and the Law, presented by Witham Advisors and Accountants. Well, cryptocurrencies were written off by many investors after enormous price falls last year, but it seems like they're back. This year, there are signs of growing interest in cryptocurrencies and blockchain technologies among institutional investors and big corporations. Joining us is Chris DeMaio. He is practice leader in technology and emerging growth services at Witham. So what's the latest on cryptocurrencies?
Yeah, it's been a heck of a year so far. As we all know, the crypto world sort of went into what we call crypto winter, right? sort of after the big drop in prices, and what we've come to see in the last 3 or 4 months is a much more bullish market when we think about where crypto is going. So if you look at, you know, Bitcoin is, I think, is trading at 8,600 today. Litecoin, I think, is up 4x from where it was in December. I think it was trading around, priced at about $32 in December. It's now at about $120. So it's creating a lot more buzz in the marketplace again, and that reverberates in the market. Part of that is, there's a lot of theories as to why crypto may be rising or gaining value. Some of it is some large market makers are putting a lot of money into it. There's some rumors that, there's Iranian money going into the system that's creating a little bit of a bump in value. But as we saw with the first burst of value in the crypto world, a lot of the stuff becomes a little bit of cyclical. People start, seeing the value go up and money starts going in, and it creates a self-perpetuating value rise.
The cryptocurrency exchange Binance, or I don't know if I pronounced it correctly, has confirmed a large-scale data breach just a few weeks ago, and hackers stole more than $40 million in cryptocurrency. Does that sort of lessen confidence in the market?
Yeah, I think one of the things we all have to take a big step back on is when you look at cryptocurrency in general as a large marketplace, it's still a very young technology. It's definitely a very young market. So you're going to see, some hiccups along the road. And I think hacks are something that have been there since the inception of cryptocurrency. And we're going to see some more as security continues to get better within these exchanges. You're going to still have, bad actors that are going to try to hack those exchanges. So, I think the question becomes, how do they respond? How do they react to that hack, and how does that create better market confidence?
So how should they respond?
Well, I think it's a matter of continuously looking at and improving on security and data security and protection. There really is no such thing as having an impermeable security wall, right? So continuing to refine it, creating multiple levels of security will always bring a little bit of better confidence to the marketplace.
You're talking to me in the break about stable coins.
Yeah.
Are they better?
Well, stable coins, I don't know that I would say that they are better. What I would say is that they're an interesting iteration of the sort of history of cryptocurrency as we know it, obviously only a 10-year-old concept, even less than that in a lot of cases. The concept from a basic perspective is that stable coins are cryptocurrencies that are backed by another asset. So in many cases, it's fiat currency, so it's US dollars. So you could buy a stable coin at any point in time, and you can take, it's a one-for-one exchange of a US dollar to a stable coin. There are now stable coins that are coming out there that are backed by gold. So it's kind of what's old is new again, right? So we're looking now at coins that have zero volatility from a crypto perspective because they're backed by an actual fiat currency. So obviously fiat will always have volatility, but the theory is that your value of this token will never go up below or above that currency.
Let's talk a little bit about the SEC and initial coin offerings.
Yeah, for sure. So, when you look back at 2017, when the big burst happened, and we went from, Bitcoin being worth, $3,000 a coin to $20,000 a coin in a matter of 2 months, we had a kind of a proliferation of different ways of using cryptocurrency. And one of them is for private companies to actually offer tokens that are cryptocurrency associated with their company. And what happened in that process is companies were putting these tokens out into the world and allowing people to buy them. And the SEC looked at that and thought, you know, this really looks and feels a lot like a security. It feels like an offering, not just a matter of giving you, I'll call it a gift card, for example, or right to buy something in the future. So the ICO world has had a lot of stumbles over the last couple of years, and as the SEC has been really judicious about how they're handling these companies, and we've seen an ICO slowdown because of the fact that, you know, the regulatory process of getting these things out there and done correctly is extremely complicated. It's extremely time consuming, very expensive, and so we've kind of seen a slowdown of the ICO world.
So at the conference, you're also talking about blockchain technology. What are you telling people? What do they need to know?
Yeah, you know, blockchain technology is incredibly interesting, right? And cryptocurrency is, to me, a proof of concept that the blockchain technology works. So where we are, we're at the very, very beginning of a very long game when it comes to how we're going to use blockchain technology. But what's important is when you look at the market is telling us that it's viable because you've got large institutions investing enormous amounts of capital into blockchain technology. I'm very bullish at on the notion that, you know, a lot of people have fear of blockchain. Is it going to eliminate jobs? I actually think it's quite the opposite. I think that it's going to bring a whole new sort of set of potential jobs and a set of potential opportunities for the middle market and for the upper middle market. So, you know, I think the idea is you should embrace it. You should be open to how it's going to affect your industry, and you really should be aggressive in terms of understanding it and the fundamentals of how it works.
What about the downsides of it? Should you be concerned?
Well, yeah, you know, look, it, just like any other technology, right? I mean, technologies, there is no perfect technology, and there's no perfect methodology of doing something. So, you know, it is extremely difficult to hack a blockchain, but it is incorrect to say blockchains are unhackable. So, you know, again, we're at the very beginning of sort of the life cycle of this new technology. And I think that, you know, 10, 15 years from now, maybe even less, maybe 5 years from now, we'll kind of look back at this and say, wow, this was the inception of something really special. But we've all got a lot to learn.
All right. Thank you so much, Chris. That's Chris DiMaio. He is a partner at Witham, and he's the practice leader for technology and emerging growth services.